Wilkie. Miguel Fenrick has lived most of his life in the Wilkie area, currently living on his grandparents, Barb and Tony Schwab's, farm northeast of town. Although he attended kindergarten at Norman Carter School, he was homeschooled throughout the rest of his childhood. Fenrick says he believes homeschooling has ultimately been an advantage, leading to his having published a well-received first novel, Blue, opening his own publishing company, Supernova Press, and working as a frontline reporter for the Battleford's regional news Optimist, all before turning 21 years of age. Perhaps surprisingly, however, Fenrick is most proud of his ability to connect with people, saying as a teenager he was not really a people person and in fact was scared of people. Now he is involved with the Saskatchewan Writers Guild and the publishing group Sask Books, serving as a board member for both organizations. And, of course, his reporting job requires him to speak with a wide variety of individuals in and around the Battlefords. Fenrick says he has already made some positive contributions at meetings of the boards he is on. He considers having been told he is genuine a great compliment. While many people with a completed novel might consider that was their greatest accomplishment, Fenrick says, because I did it so early, it just feels like what I do. Fenrick says he was troubled by conversations with others after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the resulting Black Lives Matter protests in the United States. He perceived a lack of understanding and not a lot of empathetic responses and wished he had some way to educate people on an emotional level. Then, learning about Jane Elliott's 1968 experiment, where she divided her grade 3 class by eye color to prove prejudice as a learned behavior, which can thus be unlearned, Blue was conceived. As Fenrick said, everyone has eye color, and he envisioned an entire world divided by the color of one's eyes. He started writing in June of 2020 and had his first draft complete by the fall of that year. Once the idea came to me, the writing was shot into me, he said. He says he felt divinely inspired and spiritually led and found himself saying, "Oh my God, I got it," many times during the writing. After some 18 months of refining and polishing, Blue was published in June of 2022. After being told by agents and publishers that it was a very challenging book, an out there book, and a very good book, but unfortunately that there was no current market for such a book, Fenrick set up his own publishing company, Supernova Press. Although his own novel was the first one published by Supernova, and received a positive reaction at the book launch and during a book week tour, Fenrick set up Supernova to also give other authors with challenging and thought-provoking material a chance to be read and considered for publication. Meanwhile, along with his day job, Fenrick is working on two new and different novels. The Homesteaders, a paranormal horror story about a German immigrant family living on the Saskatchewan prairie in the late 1920s, will be released January 13, 2023 at a book launch at the North Battleford Public Library. His second project is 273 Days, a contemporary story about a young man given 9 months to live who sets out on a road trip across Canada. He also envisions creating a comedic play as a spin-off of 273 Days. Although he wrote his first story for an aunt when he was 6 years old, Fenrick says he wasn't a writer as a child. He was, however, an avid storyteller. He loved to play pretend, creating scenarios in his head and then acting them out. One day, he realized he could write them down and a young novelist was born. Fenrick says he believes there is a stigma around homeschooled children and his biggest challenge in life has been overcoming that stigma. He pointed out that although people say to him things like, "But you missed out on some of life's best experiences," he believes writing a novel has been the best experience of his life. He also says, because he was homeschooled, he got to do it earlier in life than would have otherwise happened. Blue can be ordered as either a print or ebook at supernovapress.com, and is available through the Lakeland Library System. Sask Books has the book available at their online bookstore as well, and soon Amazon will offer Blue as an ebook. For more on Miguel Fenrick and his upcoming projects, you can check out his website at miguelfenrick.ca.